And pressing onward till the mark of the high calling. And pressing onward where no troubles ever come. I'm pressing onward where I'll see my Savior. I'm pressing onward and my race is nearly won. Dark clouds, they've been gathering all around me. Troubles come, and they're nowhere I could hide. But my Savior, He's always there beside me, bringing comfort through the dark and stormy night. So no matter what befalls me upon His footstool, I will ever keep my eyes upon Him, the one who saved me from all my sorrow. And I'll just keep on pressing on till I see Him. So don't you worry about this little pilgrim. God is calling, and I'll gladly go with Him. I'll keep mine eyes steadfastly upon heaven, where one day I am planning to enter in. I'm pressing onward to the mark of the high calling. I'm pressing onward where no troubles can ever come. I'm pressing onward where I'll see my Savior. And I'm pressing onward, and my race is almost won. And I hope that you can be engaged in prayer. I want Brother Holcomb to know I'm just scared as he is. He was. And it's always a fearful to me. The writer said it was a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He is, and he said, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Our God is an everlasting God. And He's a God of judgment, but He's a God of mercy, and His mercy endure forever and forever. He said, who can know the mind of the Lord, or who's everly been His counselor, declaring the beginning unto the end. He said, I am God, and beside me there is none other. He said, I know no other God. There was none formed before me, or neither shall be after me. The gods that be upon this earth, friend, they're dead gods. They are not alive today. I think sometime of how this world goes after all so many idol gods. How they bring forth the name of Muhammad and Allah and all these great names that they have begun with. And I think, brethren, these men died and are still in the grave. But we've got a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess unto the glory of God. This name the day was given unto him from heaven, brethren. It pleased God in due time to smite him, brethren. There upon that old rugged cross, it pleased the Lord to smite him. But he was smitten for our transgression, nothing for he had done. But for what we had done, brethren, God, in his mercy, God unbosomed his only Son, that you and I could have a right to the tree of life. Brethren, today, and I thought this morning, I hope that God would take charge of my mind. You bow and pray. Brethren, I thought this morning, brethren, today, how merciful God is. Listen today, and you know, Jeremiah down in the old Bible was known as the weeping prophet. Brethren, and I can hear him as he began to weep for the children of Israel. Brethren, and he said, lo, the children of Israel had committed adultery and left God. Brethren, and turned from the God that was able to deliver them. But brethren, here he began to say, brethren, the day said, brethren, the summer is over, the harvest is past, and we are not saved. Listen, the day, friend, I want you to know, Jesus said, when he was on the earth, listen, friend, oh, the field is wide and ready to harvest. A few are they that labor in the vineyard. Listen the day, brethren. Here this morning, friend, my God's got an army upon this earth. Yesterday, and his army is not fighting with the corruptible things on this earth. Our warfare is not carnal, brethren, but our warfare is mighty through God, pulling down of the stronghold. Our God is a consuming fire, and there is none that can stand before him. Listen the day, yesterday I think, as I look out in this world, friend, could I be like Jeremiah was when he looked at the children of Israel, Lord, yeah, and he looked up unto Gilead and said, if there no bomb in Gilead, if there no position there, friend, the day in this world that we dwell in, look out in this world today, I wonder why people can't see the position that we have and the God that we have that's able to heal, brethren, and bring forth out on the ground the greatest one that was ever known. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Brethren, the day, but is there no bomb in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Brethren, the day, don't you want to weep sometime for this world and how they're going down, world without end, and the old begin to ride and say, Brother Lana, oh, that my head was.
was water, and my eyes was fountains of tears. Then would I weep for the daughters of my people. Listen today, brother, you better be a weepin', you better be a crying today, for the day on of the Lord is nigh. And he said, who, Brother Danny, is going to be able to stand the day of his coming? I'll tell you who, friends, going to stand in that day. The man that been down to the banquet hall, the man in the blood that's been applied, and over him the love of God that surpasses all understanding has been applied to his soul. The man, brethren, that the blood of Christ, which covers the sins of all that will come unto him. The Bible is very plain, brethren. He died for the sin of the whole world, but the blood only goes to them that will receive it, my brethren. It's not going to the wicked. It don't want nothing to do with the Lord. Oh, Jesus, look out over Jerusalem that day, brother, and he began to weep, and he began to cry, brethren, the tears of the prophets has cried down. Down to the ages of time because of the sins of the children of Israel, brother, and the sins of mankind. And Jesus looked out over Jerusalem and he began to weep, he began to cry, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I gather you as a hen would gather her brood, and you would not, but now your houses are left unto you desolate. Listen today, friend, your house is desolate today, and you have no hope in this world if you don't know Jesus Christ and upon remission of your sins. So today, like Brother Holcomb told you here, behold your house upon the rock. So when the storms come and the rains beat against your house, you'll be able to stand. Be able to stand all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I don't know about you, brother, but I have many fiery darts of the wicked one. Casting them to me. But here's the good thing about it. My God has given me an armor to fight. I've got a shield of faith. I'm able to fight the war on all these fire darts. I've got a breastplate upon me. Brother, today, listen, brother. I'm girded about the loin with the truth. Listen, I've got something on my feet. With the preparation of the gospel. I'm glad today, brother, I've got a helmet on of salvation. Listen today, friend. Do you know you got five defenses and you got one offense? Listen today, brother Jim. Listen, what kind of an offense? Well, you only just need one. On the mouth of the Lord, brother, came a sharp two-edged sword, and that sword was given unto us, brother, that we may be able to war off and fight, fight the good fight of pain. Brother, you can overcome all the idol gods of this world. There's nothing. The Bible said there's no weapon formed that can prevail against you, brethren. I declare today, I'm glad I got the armor on this morning. Listen, he said unto you today, there was a song sung in the land of Judea. He said, we have a strong city, salvation, O God, point for walls and for born. Listen today, he said, walk about Zion, consider her palaces, behold her bulwarks. Oh, brother, Mount Zion, brother, it's a beautiful
little sin.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We not come unto the healed that can be turned or is burned. But we've come unto the Mount Zion and the city of the living God and unto a company of angels and to the church of the firstborn.
She beautiful, yeah, she got a robe garment on. She been dressed
in I've got a coat on this morning. It's a cold of righteousness. How can you put off your coat? How you gonna put it on again? Oh, brother, today I put off my shoes. I put them on again, brother. An old man died and trespassing and sin, but when I come to Jesus, I died from sin, brother. Made alive in Jesus Christ. I built my house upon the rock, and the storms come, and the rains beat against my house. Be with you in the sixth trouble. I let no evil come upon you in the seven. I've got a foundation today, brother. I've got salvation for all. As the hill and the mountains around about Jerusalem, so is the Lord around about his people. And forever, brother. Brother Milner, today, after the field. Him close to me, brother. The hell, the gold and the silver. I don't need the big names of the world. I just need Jesus. I just need the Lord close to me. So when I get troubled, when I get down in the valley, oh, I've got a God, brethren. It's the God of the valley. It's the God of the mountain. Is he your God today? Or are you trusting in your own arm? If you trust in the arm of flesh, you surely shall perish, brother. For he that is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. God will have no other God before him. Jesus loves you this morning, and he died for you, friend. He wants you to come and build your house upon him. No other foundation can any man lay. He said, save that which is already laid. Oh, brother, the apostle and Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone. He's a rock and a weary man. He's a shelter in the time of his corner. No wonder he said, a man shall rise on that day with healing in his wings. I love the Lord. Get under the gospel. Did eat man in the wilderness, and they are dead. But I am the bread of life, and they come down from God out of heaven. All that a man can eat by water, it's an everlasting salvation. And that salvation is all the Lord today. You are a peculiar people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. And you shall show forth the praise of our God. I just want to praise him. I just want to praise him while I'm here. When I've got breath, take my breath for you, for your glory and honor. Take my strength, God, and use it for your glory and honor. God, use me today. Like your writer of old has said, who's going to go for me? Here am I, Lord. Send me. We're just pilgrims and strangers, just sojourners here below.
You know, brother, and he said the way, he said, no fool shall not err down the way. He said, the way shall be for a wayfaring man. I want you to go back and read that, brother. The way shall be for the wayfaring man, though a fool shall not err therein. And you know what a wayfaring man was? He was just a traveler, brother. That's all we are today. We're just a traveler. Jeremiah said, oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men. Brother, and then when I go and he said a man shall rise in that day with healing in his wings, brother, today, and he shall show forth the praise. Bless the Lord today, brother. I just can't get it out sometime fast enough. I just love him so much today. I want you to build your house, friend, upon that rock. I want you to get a foundation. So when sickness comes, when sorrow comes, when death comes, you'll be able to stand. Get on the whole armor of God, and you'll be able to stand, friend. When you have no strength, when you feel like you can't stand, like the little poet that wrote the little poem, you've all read it, Footprints in the Sand. When there's two walking along and everything is well, you seem like you forget to pray. But when troubles come, and I mourn, like the writer said, like a crane did I chatter, like a dove did I mourn. Then when I'm troubled, my Lord picks me up. He carries me on his wings. Carries me on the wings of his love. I can feel his presence. I feel his arms around me. And I heard him say in the midnight hour, I'm here, son. Fear not. I am your reward. I am your strength. I am your rock. I am your shield. He's got something else for you, friend, the benefits of our God. He said, I'll write your name upon the palm of my hand, and I'll never forget you. Brethren, when the books is open, and the land, there will be another book open, which is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And they that are found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, friend, they're going to be gathered up to meet the Lord in the hour, friend, and so shall they everly be with the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. If your names are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, they shall be judged out of the things that is written in the books. And it woes them, brother, when they shall be judged according to things that's written in the books. If you fall to the north, you're going to be raised the same. You fall to the south, you're going to be raised the same, friend. Some shall raise the wall in that morning in everlasting life, and some in everlasting condemnation and contempt. Don't be one of those that go down. Take heed as unto that light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. And he will come in, like Brother Danny said, if you will let him in. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in. And I'll sup with him and he with me. Here's the good part, brother. He said, I'll go to Moab. He comes to take up his abode.
That's right.
And he's always been there for me, brother.
Amen. I'm ready to find